League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
If you opened up your refrigerator or your pantry right now and you only had three things, what are they? During the pandemic, Chef Plum and I used to do this all the time. We would go on Instagram Live together from his house and my house. I would show him what I had in my fridge. And then while he gave me instructions over Instagram, I would cook it. And even with the littlest things, like three things, we would come up with these great meals.
It's not hard. I'm telling you, if you just think it through, look at what you have and be smart about it. And when I say be smart about it, don't try to reinvent the wheel. Understand what the food is. It's really not that hard. You can make anything you want. Just have some salt and olive oil. That's all I ask for.
Salt and olive oil. That's it. Omar, you're looking in your fridge and pantry. What are the three things
Let's
in
go.
There?
Let's go.
I have ground beef. I have jalapeno peppers. And I have pepper jack cheese.
Let's go. You know exactly where I'm going, Omar. Come on. This is super easy. You know where I'm going here. You're going to take your jalapenos. You're going to take the stem part off and cut them lengthwise, right? Now, you're going to put them in a little bit of boiling salted water for about 4 or 5 minutes, then pull them out. You're just going to kind of lightly blanch them. Next, we're going to take our ground beef. We're going to cook that off in a pan and cook it up, saute it, let it get nice and brown, season up some good salt and pepper. Then we're going to finish it off by adding about a cup of pepper jack cheese to it to about a half a cup of water. Mix it all together. It's going to get nice and creamy and peppery and delicious. Hopefully you saved a little bit of that cheese on the side too, because you can take that ground beef mixture, put it inside your jalapenos, put some of that cheese on top, and put them in your oven at 500 for about 4 minutes. These are going to be the most delicious stuffed jalapenos you've ever had.
I'm so hungry. When we do this, I just get hungry.
Me too.
So hungry.
I do too, actually.
Yeah, that was good. Do you think you could handle that? You think you can make it?
Oh, yeah. The girl that's going to come over tonight is going to enjoy those too.
There you go.
He's like, yep.
Hey, it's going to be hot in that kitchen.
spicy,
hot peppers.
Got it. Charisse, give us three ingredients that are in your fridge or pantry right now, and Plum is going to make a meal out of it.
Okay, I have, let's see here. I have corn, and I have potatoes, and I've got cream. I think it's still good.
I think it's still good. That's the scary part. I think it's still good. This is a great dish right here you're going to make. This is super easy and going to be phenomenal. Here's what you're going to do. Now, again, with this, everybody assumes we have salt, pepper, olive oil. What I want you to do is you're going to take those potatoes. You're going to cut them nice and thin, about a quarter inch in diameter or so, just straight down. Cut them into little discs is what I want you to do.
Yeah.
Put them in a pan, right? In a nice saute pan. You know, you're going to put them in that pan, a little bit of water, bring it to a slight boil, and then we're going to drain them out, okay? So it's kind of like par cooking the potatoes a touch. Then you're going to put them back into the same pan. You're going to pour that heavy cream in there. You're going to put a lot of black pepper, a nice pinch of salt, and you're going to put that corn. Is it corn on the cob or like frozen corn in a bag?
Frozen corn.
Perfect. Pour the frozen corn right in there to it, right on top of it, right? And let it all just kind of come to a boil and start to bubble and get gooey, gooey. And put that pan inside of an oven at 350 for about 15 to 20 minutes. When it comes out, it won't be like the heavy like liquid in the pan anymore. It's all reduced out of there. You're going to have this beautiful creamy potato corn mixture you can use as a great side dish.
Oh, that sounds good. I was hoping you were going to make a soup, though.
We could do that, too. Take that entire mixture I just made, puree it, and now you have a corn potato soup.
You just puree it,
sure.
And then it becomes a soup?
Sure.
You know, on that note, we were talking about this. There's an article that I haven't even shared with you yet, Plum, where I was going to talk to you about it later. But you know what? Let's do it now. It's the most commonly asked questions about soups.
Oh.
And I would love to see if you could be able to answer some of those questions.
I would love to. I can answer all kinds of questions. I love soup. You know, when I used to train cooks, I'd hire cooks at the hotels I've worked at. They would come in, ready to prepare this beautiful plate, beautiful meal, four courses. I would make them go in the walk-in and just make me a soup, because making a soup shows every technique in a kitchen.
Oh, I love it. All right. That's coming up next. If you missed it, Chef Plum just declared it Soup-vember.
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 You didn't like it, though.
No, it was funny. It was giggly. It was very radio-esque. We love to just make things up like that. Welcome to Soup-vember.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Soup-vember.
Yeah. So we are just talking, oddly, about soups. And there's a story that was going viral this morning about what are the top questions asked about soup is blank soup. So I'm looking over this list. Maybe, you know, I've given Chef Plum zero.
Yeah, I have no idea what we're about to talk about.
No idea.
But no
idea. Let's start with the easy stuff. What is the difference between a soup, a stew, and a chowder?
Oh, okay. I can kind of answer that.
All right. Do it.
So I think of a soup as like a I think of a soup as like a chicken noodle soup. It's like a, it's the texture, the consistency of it, right? Where a stew is something that cooks for a long, long time, right? Like, so maybe you're making like a, like a, like a, like a beef stew. So you got to cook it long enough so those beef pieces break down and will fall apart and not be so chewy in your mouth. A chowder, I mean, this is a bit polarizing, but you know, from a technical standpoint, a chowder has to include three things.
What?
It has to have cream, it has to have potato, and it has to have butter, I believe. There's one of the things. We'll get back to that. But it has to have those three things in order to be a chowder. Because you can make all kinds of chowders. It doesn't have to be a clam chowder. It can be any kind of chowder.
Why was that polarizing? Like, who are the people that are upset about that?
People who make Manhattan clam chowder are going to be like, my clam chowder doesn't have cream in it.
But oh, I see.
Technically, okay. Then it's not a chowder, but that's a whole fight.
Okay. All right. Also, what is a bisque?
A bisque is going to be a soup that's pureed that's usually made with something like a... like shrimp shells and stuff like that. So you cook down, make your stock, and then you strain it, and then you add your stuff, and you puree it. So it's a bisque.
I've been fact-checking you the whole time
yeah.
based on what this article says.
How are we doing?
You've been right about everything. Okay, so...
Heck yeah.
Congratulations. The top trending soups that they're Googling recipes for are roasted butternut squash soup, and
perfect.
Acorn squash soup, and yep. pumpkin soup.
So these all these soups can be cooked the exact same way. They're a piece of cake. Basically, going to roast off your squash, right, because they're all squashes. Roast them off, put them into a pan, add a little onion, a little garlic, whatever you like, pinch of cinnamon if you're into it, a little cream, a little veggie stock, and just puree it.
All right, so here, these are the top five is blank soup questions, okay? So you have to answer yes or no. Is chili a soup?
I say no.
Most people say that it's a stew, okay?
I think it could, by definition, it could probably fall into the stew category.
Is Menudo a soup? I thought Menudo was the boy band that Ricky Martin was in. What is Menudo?
That's a great question. I've never heard that one. You got me there.
It says it's a traditional Mexican soup made with tripe or cow stomach.
Okay, yeah. So I have heard of this. Yeah. So in that case, it's a stew.
Do you know at my wedding, my dad insisted that during...
Where are we going? Yeah. We bring up tripe and then we go right to your wedding? I'm confused.
We had my parents are from Italy and at my wedding...
Oh, are they?
Yeah, they. My dad insisted... that we had to have tripe at the cocktail hour. So we had to pay all this extra money to have a tripe. Like,
how
tripe
is it served?
Is cow's stomach. You just sauteed in a pan.
It really didn't like do I mean, anything with it? It?
You know, it's funny, like when your parents take a stand on things for your wedding, and that was the thing that he was willing to die on, was that we needed to have a tripe station for all the Italians coming.
Wow.
I don't think I saw a single person.
Can you do an impression of your dad yelling at you about tripe?
Everybody likes it, Anna. That's what they... Who's going to go to a wedding? You know what they're going to say? They're going to remember that was the wedding. There was no tripe. All right.
That was pretty good.
Is ramen a soup?
Yeah, absolutely. What's it actually called? Ramen noodle soup. That's the full name of it.
All right. Last question. It's the number one question that people have asked on Google about soup. Is cereal a soup?
Well, it is. In our world, it's like hot dog sandwich. Same thing. Like, is cereal a soup? I say, yes, it is. Technically, it's breakfast soup.
12% of people think cereal is a soup, and 88% of people say, shut up, that's stupid. I'm one of the people that says, shut up, that's stupid.
We have an election coming up. This is what we're talking about.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.